We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Michael Irvin Report is brought to you by William Hill. Bet now with William Hill, America's number one sports book, on the app and at WilliamHill.com. Here he is, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, Michael Irvin. How are you, Michael?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. And I'm on a landline. And all I could think about when you guys said, can you find a landline? I was like, I hope nobody missed that great debate we had last week because we were messing around with technology.
That's true.
Yes.
But it was fun. Yeah, Even though you were wrong, it was a lot of fun.
I wasn't wrong. That was a good debate, man. It was a fun debate.
We're going to start with this, Mike. And that's your old team, the Cowboys, who were, you know, especially defensively, very impressive on Sunday night against the Giants.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, New York. Y'all not going to ease into this.
Well, I set you right up. What do you mean?
Wait. Well, let's start with your team. Especially who was especially great. Like, get out of here with that. No, we're not going to ease in with that. You're not just going to slide by me like that.
I don't see how I'm sliding when I bring it right up to you. I don't get that.
Well, you know how it is. If you come in offering gifts, here, gifts, then I won't pee on you so hard. You come in offering gifts. Boy, your defense looked good.
They did.
Boy, y'all, I don't want to hear that. No. they called out Dak Prescott. They called the man out. Collins, we in the NFL. I guess Collins over there thinking, since Jalen Ramsey is getting so much press, and he's in New York, he's like, let me try this running my radio stuff. So he's going to call out Dak Prescott. Mm. And Dak Prescott shut him down. Say, oh, you want to talk noise, do you? Let's go on this first down. And I saw Collins leaning on up like he's going to come on up. All we worried about is Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, what about this bomb over your head?
Right.
Back up.
Third play
of
the game.
I know I'm talking to the base, your home base out there. I know you don't want to hear this, but this is what it takes.
Michael, I mean this with peace and love. He threw for 160 yards. He threw a ball that should have been intercepted by Connor Barr when he dropped it. I mean, he wasn't exactly, you know, a world beater. He did enough to win. Good for him. He threw for 160 yards.
He wasn't Aikman here, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You know what I mean? He wasn't Troy here.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mike.
Eli would have thrown for 160 yards, and Saquon would have won the game. You would have been all over the place.
Yeah, we'd be talking about the defense, not the quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, of course you're talking about. You talk about our defense because Dallas defense, because that means you don't have to talk about Eli Manning in that offensive line.
Mike, do you forget one thing?
Blocking anybody. You know, I'm just telling y'all, man, the Cowboys, y'all don't think they're on their way now?
They looked very. Dude,
they looked good.
Really good.
They looked good.
Defensively.
Their defense does look good.
I gotta give it credit. I talked to D. Law and those boys on the defensive line, and I'm happy with the way they look. And they're going to need something out of the defense. The Cowboys are until that passing game continues to come around. That element you knew. Dak had no work with these young guys, and he doesn't have a Josh Gordon. I'll just bring that up so we can get to that in a minute. He doesn't have a Josh Gordon or even a Dez Bryant out there. Those guys are learning each other and learning on the run. So that's going to be a process. But, yeah, it was a good win. It was a good win.
All right, let me ask you this. How much trouble now are the Giants in your mind, Mike?
What'd you say about the Giants?
How much trouble are they in at 0-2 right now?
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about that. And we'll talk about that Thursday night on the show because they're gonna talk. They're talking about, you know, 0-2 teams or which 0-2 teams are out of it and everything.
And
the Giants, man, it's just can that offensive line do anything over the next few weeks here? Can they get together? Because they got the talent. They have the talent at the skill position, which is funny. They got the talent at the skill position and not really the offensive line. Dallas got the talent at the offensive line and looking for some skill position. And it does put a put a focus on the importance of offensive line. I got all over Ben Roethlisberger for talking about, well, offensive line are the most important because, you know, he was talking about another man's money. But it is an important thing to have. I don't care how great you are, because I think New York has the best skill players. The best skill players probably in the division. No, no doubt. No doubt. In the division.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I think easily.
No,
yeah,
you're right. You're right about that. Yep.
Isn't that incredible? You got the best skill position players in the division, but if nobody can block up front, we got nothing.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Speaking of some wide receivers, let's go to Josh Gordon because you brought him up. The Patriots got him for a fifth-round pick. Big mistake by the Cowboys not being aggressive to bring him in?
I want to say yes to that. A huge mistake by the Cowboys. I want to say yes to that. But then there's so much more that goes on with Josh. If we were talking about, first of all, we were talking about just pure talent alone. We wouldn't even be talking about a fifth-round pick. We'll be talking about two first-rounders, you know, on pure talent alone. If that was the only thing that was the issue with Josh, you know. But I would have liked, man, I would have liked to have seen them try. You know, Josh is a Texas boy. He's from, I think, from Houston. He's from not too far from here. So I would have liked to have seen them try to put stability around him and certainly put him in here and see what he can do. Because I just think he's such a phenomenal talent. Any investment in is not great. If it's a fifth-round pick, you're only going to have to pay him a little over $2 million over the next 2 years, the rest of this year and next year. The investment in was palatable for absolutely the risk that you may be taking.
Mm. Talking to the great Michael Irvin, how much trouble, if this is rare that we ever get to say this, but it looks to me like there's a lot of issues with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, Mike. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair to say. First of all, and that's one of the things I talked about at the beginning of our season. Whenever I told you guys, whenever you bring those two issues into your locker room, it manifests in other ways. You know, whenever you bring a black or white issue in your locker room, boy, it's just hard. You can forget it.
Right, right.
It's over. Or whenever you bring a green issue in your locker room.
Right, you did say that, yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You got issues. You got issues. And it starts manifesting itself in other ways. And we're starting to see that with Pittsburgh. Whenever you break down that family, we're a family, and the guys in the locker room start talking one to another, one about each other, now all kind of hell is breaking loose in Pittsburgh. Now, I do believe, and I love Mike Tomlin. I think he's one of the best in the business, especially the way he handles issues. And Pittsburgh, one of the model franchises. So I believe they'll be able to come back into the fold, and maybe this makes them stronger than they were going into this situation, you know. But, boy, right now it does not look good in Pittsburgh, which means that game we got tomorrow night, you know, this is so funny about this NFL. You can say what you will, Cleveland at 0-1-1 right now can be one of the better teams in that division.
Yeah.
If they get anything out of a passing game, if they get – anything out of their passing game, they can be. The defense pretty good. They're running the ball okay. They get anything out of their passing game, that they can still have a fight and be in that defense.
Well, they also need
the
coach. They
should have won two games already.
They also need the coach to figure out how to win.
They should be 2-0 right now.
Yes.
And that's the kicker. They should be
2-0. Of course.
Are we talking about Cleveland?
I'm scared. You know what? And I got to tell you, Mike. You know what, Jet fans, Mike. And I am scared of this game tomorrow night. I got to tell you that.
Why is that?
Because
what you just said.
Because what you just saying.
They
haven't won.
Win.
I mean, I was young the last time they won, Mike. They won a game. You know, I had like that. Like the last time Cleveland won a game, like I had like I'm like going to be 65 next week. I had like that youthful glow, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but listen, I'm telling you this, and I'll talk about this tomorrow night too. All Jet fans, no matter what, you should have a smile on your face.
The quarterback, I agree with you.
I'm with you, Mike.
And
here's the kicker to it. Here's the kicker to it. Whatever you're going through, whatever losing you got to endure, no matter what it is, it's going to help you down the road. Now, you ain't just losing to be losing. You're losing to learn. It's going to help you down the road. Say, okay. Say, so somebody punches me in the stomach. Oh, that hurt. He got me right there. He got me.
Right,
it's okay.
Right.
I know how to make sure he never gets me like that again. So right now, Sam Darnold, slow starting right now. You know, I would love to see him get him off to a quicker start, not making the interception he had a couple weeks ago or the slow start he had against Miami, because he started playing pretty well near the second quarter. I was watching that game again yesterday, and they put him on the move a little bit. Man, mm-hmm. Oh, dude, let me tell you something, dude. Let me tell you what I said watching this kid. When that kid, to see that kid when he rolls right or rolls left and let that ball go, whew, that ball goes through the air. It's like, oh, my God. You see what talent that kid has. What talent. When he understands he has a physical skill set, shoulders down, similar to Aaron Rodgers, the way he can move and throw. Mm. When he learns the game, shoulders
exciting
up,
us,
like
you
Aaron
hurt
Rodgers.
Me. You're killing me here, Mike.
Well,
you're killing me. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. You don't see that, man. You don't see that.
No, I love what I see. I'm not
– oh, my God.
I love it. But, I mean, but you know, come on. 50 years. 50 years is a long time, Mike. You know?
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what it says? I've been hurt for 50 years. Don't tease me with traumas.
Right. There you go.
Well said.
But I love what I see. I do love what I see, Mike. I do. I have to say I do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was watching him yesterday. I won't get him on workout in, writing notes on him, watching the game, and I was like, oh, my God, look at this. Oh, my God, look at this kid throwing these balls, man. That interception to Terrell Pryor down in the end zone, that wasn't his fault.
Yeah, no, Pryor took credit. Pryor said it, too.
I read where Pryor stood up.
Yep.
As a quarterback, he says, hey, I got to get across his space. Well, we used to say in the league, you got to come across his face. You can't stop on that route no matter what. You got to get across that DB's face. And he took credit. But Pryor took credit when they came to him. Donald took credit before they got the Pryor.
Right. Yeah, no, he did.
Which is a great sign.
That's what you want to hear.
Yep, no
question.
That's
what you want to hear. And that's why I'm like, okay. Now they're building something because they're building and protecting each other and looking out for each other. That says something, and that shows the respect they have for Sam Darnold. And let me tell you, you see how we've quickly forgotten about that mess that came out about Sam before the draft?
Yeah.
Remember? All the people were talking about stuff. And, well, so much mess come out before the draft.
Yeah, but we used to that. That's what happens
before
the draft.
We hear that all the time, Mike. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, and I remember talking to him at the draft, and his parents and all of that, man. And I said, hey, man, do you, be you, you'll go in and you'll win the locker room. When I hear Pryor and all those guys do that, that tells me he won the locker room. They didn't even listen to all of that. You know what I mean? He went in and he got his locker room and they're with him. I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. To the Antonio Brown situation, I see him screaming and yelling at the wide receivers coach, the offensive coordinator. The guy leads the league in targets. So what could possibly be the issue that Antonio Brown has with this offense, considering they're feeding him the football plenty in Pittsburgh?
That's what an ultimate competitor does. It's the hardest thing in the world. We fight through that. I remember playing in New York one year. We were playing the Giants. It was the funniest thing in the world. I mean, we had our first drive. First drive, we're moving down the field. They throw me three or four balls. I dropped two balls. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Maybe I don't remember them or whatever. I don't. But I went over the side. I dropped the two balls, dropped two of the three balls. I called one to come to the sideline, and I went, give me the ball. What's going on right here? What's going on? We're messing around. Give me the ball. You know, everybody waited till I finished it, and then they slid up beside me and say, Mike, you know, we just threw you three balls in that series. like, you got to calm your butt down. What's going on? You know, and that's some of what AB is dealing with. And don't fool yourself now. Here again, the residual of the Le'Veon Bell thing. AB is also seeing Juju Smith-Schuster make plays. He is seeing Washington starting to make plays and those guys getting opportunities. Other people didn't get opportunities, and now they are, and they're seeing how they're treating Le'Veon Bell. So you start naturally reeling, saying, oh, God, I got to start protecting myself. That's what I mean about the residual all of that Le'Veon Bell stuff.
Of the green. Of the green.
The family tie.
Yes, of the green.
Right. All of that. That's all of it. It starts permeating your locker room, and you see it in other ways manifesting itself.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. As a Hall of Famer, were you aware of this request that was made that Hall of Famers want to get
paid how about that?
Money, or they're not going to show up? Were you aware of what was going on with that?
Yeah. They asked me to sign and talk to me about it, and I said absolutely not. I wouldn't do that. Nope, can't do it. I mean, I certainly support you in trying to get health benefits for some of the guys that we get to see every year and, at the Hall, and some of the guys that have played in this game a long time, and we do need better help benefits. I mean, we look at and we talk to guys that are in other sports, and we look at the kind of benefits they have. Absolutely, we need better benefits, but I don't care about the process in which you're trying to get it accomplished. David Baker, the new president we have of the Hall of Fame, has done incredible things with the Hall. Incredible things. And I think, you know, as long as you're talking and moving forward, you should never get to this place or get in this space or get to the ultimatum spots that this letter was trying to say put out. So when they came to me with it, I was like, no, guys, I vowed, and I'm going to hold up on this vow, that I'm going to be there every year at the Hall of Fame. I'm going to respect the guys that have played before me and honor the guys that are coming in. So it's just that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing, and I feel bad about it. Hopefully we can come to some resolution and not have that situation. Outside of that, y'all would have killed me on this show. Joe and Evan, you know you would have torn me up if my name was on that ladder.
Probably.
On that letter, and I just went off on T.O. by not showing up.
Now you're probably right.
Yeah. So it's I don't probably.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You avoided our scorn.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
right.
You did.
By being true to what's true and That's not right. just following a crowd here or following a crowd there. I had to be true to what's true, but there's nowhere in the world I'm going to boycott the Hall.
That's what makes you great, Mike. There's no doubt. One of the many things, as a matter of fact. Now, Jameis Winston is coming back in a couple. I guess after that, he's one more game for his suspension.
At Monday night, the end of the game, Jameis Winston is off of suspension.
All right. So, if Fitzpatrick's tearing it up, Deshaun Jackson's loving Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's wearing Deshaun Jackson's clothes and all it is. What happens if they win, especially if they win again, Tampa Bay, okay? What are they playing? Pittsburgh, right? I think they're playing Pittsburgh.
Monday night.
Right, Monday night.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, right? All right, so if they win again, they're 3-0. What do you do with Winston? What happens?
This is where we are with this. And this is what's so great. And having you ask the question, this only happens in the National Football League. Having you guys, after we talked about what you got now with Sam Darnold, ask me questions about how great Fitzpatrick's playing in Tampa. when Fitzpatrick...
He's the MVP of the league right now. I mean, maybe Mahomes.
But he did the same thing with you guys. He had the most incredible year. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but he blew the biggest game of the year, though. Come on.
Maybe
the coach did. He was the coach.
Found our guy. And then you said, oh, get out of here. So, here's what's going on in Tampa, too. If Fitzpatrick... Because one of the things we'll talk about is do you think this thing can last? You know, is Tampa for real? If they were matriculating the ball down the field, then you say, oh, wait a minute. This thing's serious. Oh, my God. He said, like Tom Brady moves it slowly down the field, hitting you and cutting you up like that. You say, oh, my God. But Fitzpatrick's been killing them with bombs. I mean, he's been hitting them deep, cutting deep routes on everybody, doing everything. So the reality is, you know that's Fugazi. That ain't gonna last forever.
No.
How many nine routes you think you're gonna win on each week in this league?
Yeah. No, that's great. That's a great point.
That's
too
easy. See what I'm saying? So soon the NFL, these teams are going to, let me tell you what they're gonna start doing. They're going to say, because they came in, let's stop the run. They didn't have faith that Fitzpatrick can do it. And now Fitzpatrick doing it, they're gonna say, hey, wait a minute. Let's back up and start playing coverage and make him walk this ball down the field and stop giving up these deep routes and see if they can do it that way. So that's what I believe will happen. I believe they're going to fall back to the pack. But I'm not saying that Jameis Winston will be better for that team this year. I don't know that yet.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. He'll play well against the Steelers Monday night. He'll play well.
He'll lose.
He'll keep the job. I don't know, win or lose. I'm not sure, but he'll play well. He'll keep the job going into week four. And then the Bear defense led by Khalil Mack will send him back to earth, and we'll see Winston after the bye.
Boy.
That's my prediction.
That was a good move by Gruden, huh? Getting rid of Khalil.
Yeah, brilliant, right, Michael? Brilliant.
Mike, come on, Mike.
Gruden could have won. I guarantee you he would not be 0-2 right now.
No, you're 100% right. Of course.
He would not be 0-2. Because Khalil Mack makes Chicago look like the 85 Bears. I'm like, oh, what's that going on right there? And that, with that whole linebacker crew, they don't remind you of the Singletary.
Come on. Otis Wilson.
When they just dominated everybody.
Yeah.
They look great.
No, they do.
Speaking of great, how about Patrick Mahomes? I mean, is he simply going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, Michael? Is that where we're headed?
Yeah, get out of here. I don't know about that. we're a long ways from even mentioning it that way.
I'm joking.
We're kidding.
Right now, for what he's done and how he started, you got to say that's incredible. That's been incredible. Watching that young kid play the way that young kid is playing and what he's done. And I mean, what he has around him, too. That's what's scary. And so that's what makes that question you throw out really kind of plausible. Kind of plausible. If they can keep that nucleus together, him, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, and keep Kelsey going, those guys are all young guys. They can do that. They can do something and at least have a good run for the next 5, 6, 7 years and do some damage in this league.
Mm. What's your thoughts on the Eagles? Wentz is back. They lose last week in Tampa. How do you feel about Philadelphia right now?
Now, let's go into the eye gate and go 2020 here, because they always say when you look back on it, you know, it's 2020. The Eagles should have done what I said they should have done. If somebody was offering a first rounder for Foles, you should have got him up out of there.
But the problem is you didn't know if Wentz is going to be healthy. Or Wentz would be ready, or even Wentz is going to get through the year. We don't know yet.
Right, but I could have still gotten me a young quarterback to one and one it. With that defense Philly got, I could have gotten me a young quarterback in as a backup and still 1-1 this thing and still be where you are right now with another first rounder in your bag. That's okay.
I agree with you that you could have gotten a 1-1. I guess where I would be nervous, and we'll see, is if Carson Wentz can –
If he can't finish. If he can't do it, go.
Yeah. I would
adhere to that if they hadn't all this new – if they didn't have this new technology. Like when I had an ACL back in 89, if they were still doing it that way, I would agree with you. But now they only put that little small incision in there. Technology is so much better now. You know, guys are coming back sooner, and this kid is healthy. This kid will be healthy. You know, and even if Carson Wentz goes down again, and God forbid that ever happens, God knows we don't need that to happen. We want our young quarterbacks healthy. But if some Nick Foles ain't gonna give you another run. He just showed you that glass slipper didn't fall off. It broke. Cinderella gone. You're out of the pumpkin, baby. You're out of the carriage. We're back into the pumpkin now.
Oh, boy.
That's what you're driving around in. That's what Nick Foles riding around. Hey, he was riding around in the carriage. He was the Cinderella story. Hey, Cinderella. He riding on the parade. Cinderella. But it's gone, buddy. You're back in the pumpkin. It's over.
Mm. That's a great analogy.
That's great, man.
I like the way you did that, Mike. No, really. The Jaguars right now, are they as good as they look?
You think Blake can put up 350 each week?
Not each week,
no,
but
I
some
mean,
weeks.
I expect 4 touchdown passes every week
right.
from him.
But if he gets anywhere close to that, or say 65% of it, I won't go half of it, but if he do 65% of that each week, oh, yeah. They're as good as they can be. That's all he needs to be. Because he has the ability to run. Now, if he can do what he did with his arm, I don't need him to do it that way. Just move the needle a little bit past half of that each week. Give me 65%. Jaguars will win the Super Bowl.
Mm, okay. All right.
Super Bowl.
Wow. So you got them. So you right now, you clearly think the best team in the AFC is the Jaguars.
Yeah. I right now, defensively, certainly the best team in the NFL is the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Are the Jaguars. right now probably to be the best team in the AFC. I told you guys
before, Steelers,
I had Pittsburgh
didn't you?
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
I had Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. That was prior to all of this that went on with Le'Veon.
What'd you have?
Bell
Pittsburgh, Minnesota? Is that what you had? What'd you have?
Rams, right?
Oh, the Rams.
Rams.
Rams look good. Now, let me tell you, the Rams look really good.
The Rams in Jacksonville?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
They look great.
They do.
They look fantastic.
That'll be a game, though. That would be quite a game to watch. Oh,
make
my
sure.
God.
Do me a favor tomorrow night when you guys are doing a game. All right?
What's that?
You know I'll be locked in watching my team tomorrow night. The Jets.
All right.
When you guys are doing a game tomorrow night, make sure everybody picks the Browns. All right?
Everybody picks the Browns.
Yes, that's very true.
Because you know what? You're right. Every time we all pick one team.
I know.
It's unbelievable. I know that.
It always happens. I was waiting last week on the set, right? And I was letting everybody pick. And if everybody had picked the Giants, I would have picked the Giants. Because it always ensures it
sounds like a reverse psychology.
Yes.
Right. You would have picked the Giants so the Cowboys would win.
Right. I'll take the loss.
No, I get it.
I'll take the loss here in
the
studio for the win on
sure.
the field.
Of course.
Oh yeah. That's
amen.
An easy trade.
Absolutely. Easy that's a layup, trade. Mike. Come on.
Well done.
That's a layup.
Michael, excellent.
Hey Mike,
stuff.
It's always a pleasure, man. You know it.
Hey, great talking with you guys, man. I really enjoy it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, New York. Y'all still got a shot.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.
Be good.
Michael Irvin.
He's the best.
Still have a shot. Michael says it's still possible.
Right. Talking about the Giants.
Yes. And he still has a shot that the Steelers could win the AFC. It's only 2 weeks.
Oh, come on.
It's 2 weeks. We got to take a deep breath.
Relax.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.